whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
Yes, I am the sin.
Sweet dream.
Yes, I'll bring you
lay me down to sleep. Lay me down to sleep. Lay me down to sleep. Lay me down to sleep.
Lay me down to sleep.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
All right. Just allow yourself to relax. Just be as lazy as you want to be. Listening quietly to the sound of my voice. And while you are listening quietly to the sound of my voice, concentrating for a few moments on your breathing. Breathing slowly and steadily. Just as though you were sound asleep, or even pretending to be sound asleep, imagining perhaps just how comfortable you might look while you're laying there, relaxing in that bed or couch, just using the power of your mind to see yourself in your mind's eye. And when using the power of your mind to do whatever has to happen to make you look more relaxed, and still thinking about your breathing, making quite sure that each breath that you take in lasts the same length of time as your last breath in. And with each breath outwards lasts the same amount of time as the last breath. Even though each breath in will probably be slightly shorter than each breath out. And while you're thinking about your breathing, noticing perhaps the weight of your head against a pillow. And still listening quietly to the sound of my voice. And while you're listening quietly to the sound of my voice, it may be that you will become aware that you've forgotten to think about your breathing. But that's okay. Don't worry about it. You can simply start thinking about your breathing again. And while you're listening quietly to the sound of my voice and what I'm saying to you, here, right now, in psychology, there is a rule called 7 plus or minus 2. And all this means is that most people can only think of 7 things at a time, plus or minus 2. So you should be able to think of at least 5 things all at the same time. The sound of my voice, the steadiness of your breathing, the weight of your head against the pillow, how you might look from the outside. Okay, that's only 4 things. So you might think of those 4 things while you're listening to the sound of the music that I'm playing in the background. So that's 5 things now. I wonder if you can think about all the those five things, and then at the same time, notice the way your feet feel, and perhaps how your arms feel. That would be seven things now to remember. The sound of my voice, the weight of your head, the sound of the music playing in the background, you look while you're relaxing, your breathing, your arms, your feet, and I wonder if I can now add a eighth thing to all of that. I wonder if your mind is powerful enough to think of seven plus one. Adding in perhaps the temperature of the room, and then just testing to see whether you can add yet one more thing, one other input into your senses. So now he would be thinking of a total of nine things all at once. Now that would be seven. Eight inputs into your senses, and maybe even adding the awareness of the way your eyes feel while you're thinking about all those things. The weight of your head, your breathing, the music that's playing in the background, how you look from the outside, temperature of the room, the weight of your feet, the weight of your arms, the quality, that sound of my voice, and how your eyes feel, the weight of your head, your brain, the music in the background, how you look from outside, the temperature of the room, your feet, heavy they are, your arms, how heavy they are, the sound of my voice, now, how your eyes feel, and of course, when anybody thinks of all those things at once, yes, what they are really doing is scanning around them, one after the other, very quickly, so quickly, it feels as if you're thinking of them all at once. And in the world of computers, that would be called time sharing, sharing your available resources between different tasks that you're attempting to perform all at once. That's why some people think of only five things, because it limits, or is a limit of their memory, while others can actually think of nine things. I wonder, how well is your memory working for you? Are you struggling to remember those nine things? The weight of your head, your breathing, the music in the background, how you look from the outside, the temperature of the room, your feet, their heaviness, the weight of your arms, the sound of my voice, and how your eyes feel. And now, you can think how good it will feel, how amazingly good, if you simply allow yourself to think of only one thing, the most important thing at all, concentrating all of your energies into that one most important thing of all, which is going to be so easy. It's going to be so easy to think of now. Now that you're going to allow yourself to think of only one thing instead of nine. And that one thing is how good it feels to think of only one thing. Thinking how relaxed you can be now, and that you're only thinking of how relaxed you might like to be. Relax your mind, relax, let your mind drift. It can go deeper and deeper, just let it relax, let your body, totally body relax, and your body feels floaty. No need to think anything at all, really. There's no need to think. There's no need to do anything. Nobody wants anything. Nobody expects anything. Absolutely nothing whatsoever for you to do but relax. Now, while you're relaxing, I want you to fall deeper and deeper. And when I tell you the trigger, I want you to fall 10 times deeper, falling deeper, deeper. And you can imagine right now as I write the number 20 on a blackboard. And on this blackboard, I take an eraser and I just erase, and as that number disappears, you will fall 20 times deeper. And now your trigger, sleep, fall deep, deep. And now you are prepared and relaxed. And as your body is relaxed, now we want your mind to relax. Think of nothing. You do not need to think of anything except concentrating on my voice. And now we're going to take a journey. And as you go deeper and deeper, and in your mind, as many people know, as you sleep, there is a mythical figure called the Sandman. And the Sandman is in you, and he's been in you all this time. Because the Sandman is actually what guides you into your dreams. And as you go through all these dream states, the Sandman is with you. Sometimes you realize that he's there. And sometimes he vanishes. But right now, your Sandman is going to walk with you down a corridor. So what I want you to do is simply, as you relax and you fall deeper and deeper and fall, relax and going 10 times deeper. And as you relax, I simply want you to imagine something for me. Imagine a corridor, a very long corridor. This corridor slopes gently down to the right, and it leads through some of the most busiest parts of your mind. And the Sandman actually is going to take you, and you're going to travel to the very center of your mind. And we're going to walk together. You're going to walk with the Sandman.
Whatever you do.
Down.
Don't fall asleep.
down that long corridor. You're going to go down this corridor now, finding our way deep inside your mind to that very place where you can truly affect any part of your beliefs, your feelings. We are going to the depth of your being. And imagine walking down this corridor now, hearing our footsteps as we go. You can imagine what the walls look like, what it feels to run your hand along that wall. As we walk, we head down, going down further into the corridor. And as we do, and we walk down this long corridor, you are now in a deep, deep sleep, unwilling and unable to wake up, already in a deep state of dreaming. And as I turn on the trigger, you immediately, your mind knows that you are now going to fall even deeper. You are going to fall deeper and deeper than you could imagine. Deeper than you've ever been before. And you want to go deep. It feels so good. This feeling of drifting, this feeling of relaxation, and going deep is something that you enjoy, you wish for, you want. You want to feel good. You want to relax. You want to be in that state of a trance, an hypnotic trance. And dreaming in a deep trance in a world of imagination, ready and willing to experience yourself in a nightmare. Now, as you walk with me and we share, your nightmare comes to life. It's a trance dragging you down, down below, deeper, and you feel more relaxed in the very depths of your subconscious. Your body now is relaxed, and now your mind is going into a deep, deep sleep. And now we're at the point where we can drop. We can drop 10 times deeper. I want you to fall deep, deep. Now as you fall and you feel this, we're going to open up your mind. It's your imagination. But in there is what you've known all along. The evil of mankind. And you're going to be a guest to all the evil intentions. And falling deeper into the dream, to your sinister adventure of your nights. And we know, you know, all of us go to bed nightly with an audacity that would be incomprehensible if we did not know that it is the result. There's actually an ignorance and a danger when we're sleeping. When we're in this dream state, and now you're focused only on my voice, the Sandman. As you listen to the Sandman, no other voice will lead you. Only paying attention to my voice, and the more you fall into a deeper, deeper sleep, my voice will become the inner voice in the core of your being. A Sandman that you will hear and follow as your inner voice. And may the merciful gods, if indeed there is such a thing, the ones that guard those hours when no power of the will or drug of that cunning invention of man's devices can keep you from the charm of sleep. But no God is on your side tonight, where the peace of mind is, it's actually less than ever. 10 or 12 feet from you, there is a girl. She's hanging by her ankles upside down. Rope around her ankles. Very, very dark. Your eyes fixated on the rope that binds her ankles. As you stare up and examine the winding of the rope, your attention becomes so heavily mentally exhausted, you only wish to follow my suggestions. Go to sleep now. Deep. 10 times deeper. Fall. You're falling now, and the rope. That rope is so real. So real to you, you know exactly how a rope would feel. The smell of hemp. The contrast of that rope against her white skin. She struggles. She struggles and gently swings in her predicament. To the left, to the right. Swinging left, swinging right. Relax. Breathe deeply. Exhale. Swings to the left. Swings to the right. Falling deeper and deeper into your dream. Deeper and deeper. As she swings back and mesmerizing, dragging you down. Your eyes are getting heavier and heavier. You're getting sleepier and sleepier, and as you do, as you go into a deeper dream state, your nightmare becomes, it comes to life. Yes, you are in a dream state now, focused only on my voice. The Sandman. No other voice will lead you, only paying attention to my voice. The more you fall into this deep, deep sleep, my voice will become your inner voice. A Sandman that you will hear and follow as your inner voice. A demon is near. He exists in the darkness of your mind. It's one of your own creation. So you should see him very, very clear. I don't have to describe. just follow your Sandman up your inner mind. It's going to drive you deeper and deeper. Your chauffeur of your darkest dream. Your mind. You see the demon. With vulgar curiosity, for there are deep lines in his face. He's one knowledge sheep, but oval in a sinister looking way, a reddish cast to his face. He's got touches of gray in that thick, long, waving hair. Full beard that once was the deepest raven black. And when he opens his intense, sunken, wildly luminous black eyes, you knew that he would be henceforth. He is the Reaper. of souls. For you know, you saw that in his eyes. You look fully upon the grandeur of the terror of realms beyond normal consciousness and reality. You slow your breathing. Souls did not know that you walked in. His hideous demons around him. Hideous. As you fall deeper and deeper into your sleep, you are now reaching into the deepest dream state. There is darkness. Is a glowing furnace. She will be branded tonight. The furnace, the hot glowing furnace. You can feel the radiation of the heat. The glow it's radiating into the room. The smell of burning embers. Oh, the glowing red hot iron. A dark demon lifts the glowing brand, almost white hot bright. She is held still, not moving, hanging from the rafter, hanging by her feet. The devil's playground, the devil's show. She will be marked as his. Soon will be the smell, burning flesh, the sound of the scream, the gut-wrenching scream. All because this bitch, she was such an easy soul to steal. Yes, deep in your mind. Death is merciful, for there is no return from, but with her, who has come back out of the nevermost chambers of night, haggard in knowing, peace rests nevermore. You are bound tightly, feeling the ropes around you, watching in vivid. The glowing iron brand to be pressed into the girl's soft buttocks. The fool that she is plugged with such unsanctioned frenzy into the mysteries of your mind and only you in the deep recesses of the mind and the Sandman was meant to penetrate. Abduction or naive, that she is the image that has formed in such a reality. And the Sandman, he who led you, went before you, and who in the end leads you into the terrors, which, yes, might yet be yours. You know that you're about to witness the contact of glowing, branding iron. The deepest, hottest, glowing metal. You watch intently.
Hello.
As that demon.
Hello, Master.
Lifts the branding iron. You watch almost as in slow motion. That branding iron glowing. Almost like. Then you watch as the demon presses the brand into her ass. Her screams of terror still echo inside your head. Into your sleep. She has been claimed by the devil, the Reaper of Souls, is now in the room, but you're hidden by your sandman. Not so easy to steal your soul. It's impossible to speak right now. You held so slight a connection with anything of the world as living men conceive it. A deep dream pulling you down. You're that vaster and more appalling universe of dim entity and consciousness which lies deeper than matter, time, space, and whose existence you suspect only in certain forms of sleep, those rare dreams beyond dreams, which never come to common men, but once and twice in their lifetime of imagination, of imaginative men, the power of breathing interrupted, the feel of sharp metal blades touching, dragging against your skin, sensation on the line of death and eternal sleep. The cosmos of our walking knowledge born from such a universe, as a bubble is born in the pipe of a demon, touches it only as such a bubble may touch its sardonic source or suck back into it. Lungs. You have suspected it little and ignored it mostly. Wise men have interpreted dreams and fools have certainly laughed. The blade of an eye, the physical suffocation, hands around your throat. All this, all time and space are relative. And yes, men have laughed, but some have only suspected. You feel the real edge of a sharp metal blade. Some has been suspected, I suppose. And I say this from the first to the last of the discovery protest. Only of the nature of sensation. Sensations correlated with known pressure which these nerve systems of normal humanity is capable of receiving They are sensations, yet within them lay unbelievable elements of time and space things. The taking away of your breath, the feel of restricted breathing, the lack of oxygen, which at bottom possesses no distinct or definite existence. Human utterance can best convey the general character of our experience by calling them plunging or soaring. For even in the brief period of revelation, some part of our mind broke boldly away from all that is real and present, rushing airily along shocking, enlightened, fear-haunted abyss. Ah, the Sandman. He's utterly mad. Dragging you deeper and deeper. And occasionally tearing through certain well-marked typical obstacles, descriptions, only as viscous and cloth clouds of vapor. In these black and bodiless flights, we are sometimes alone and together sometimes. But when we are together, your Sandman was always far ahead. Of the progress of time, we keep no record, for time has become to us the merest illusion. The knife in the river as it drags in our body, sharp field of danger, the fear building as the adrenaline rush consumes you. Only that there must have been something very singular involved. So sweet game at lengths to marvel why your life is spared. Of course, was unholy and always hideous, ambitious, no god, no demon could aspire to discover and conquest like those which we plan. Only him that we designs which involve the ghosts of the invisible universe, and the more in the designs thereby the earth, stars, would move at his command. All things, all living things be his. I affirm, I swear, that I don't share in these extreme aspirations. There was a night when the wind from unknown spaces whirled us irresistibly into limitless vacuums beyond all thought and entity. Perceptions of the most maddeningly untransmittable sort thronged. Perceptions of infinity, which at the time convulsed us with joy, yet which are now partly lost to my memory, and partly incapable of presentation to others. Various obstacles are clawed through in rapid succession and at length. I felt that we were, that we all had been born to realms of greater remoteness than any we have previously known. As you are in this vastly space, in advance as we plunged into this awesome ocean of virgin ether, I can see the sinister exultation on your floating, luminous, too frightened, twisted face. There it is, that moment. Wait, not just any moment. It's that moment that an intense grip of my fingers, my entire hand, that pressure, that strength of mine, taking your breath away, my hand around And oh yes, oh yes. While I'm fucking you. Of course. It's the sum of the whole, yes. That span of my fingers, my expansive damp palm, and then my firm fingertips, thumb to pinky together. My hand, your neck, and my fucking cock inside. Tenderness of your skin along the nape, my fingers span out and down, almost cradling it. No, I don't think so, but yes, pressing, binding, my hands circling that lovely circumference, then my thumb, that fucking thumb, sadistic. Your breath just a bit, and then more. You see, it's even more in the moment, because when I'm on top of you, fucking on top of the cock inside you, pumping fever, I feel your heart. Feel the air surrounding you, your face, straight with that salty wetness. Now you're tied, incapacitated, your pussy, vulnerable. God, you're so fucking wet. Delighted. You know you are. Spread my control, your helplessness. Oh God, my cock raging, your pussy already screaming wants to be controlled. I think I'm hungry. I just love to show that total power. Knives. Side of a knife running along your legs. So close to your clit. The touch of steel to cut you, slice you. The seepage of blood. The heat of erratic breaths. Flesh. Touching semen. Then you do it. Oh yeah. That delicious touch of your teasing it as you feel the fear of that knife. You like it when I pinch off your nose? No air. Let my mouth cover yours. No air. No oxygen. Then I finger fuck your pussy. It all comes together, doesn't it? That first delicious thrust into your pussy. Senses overload, driving into each other's soul as that place. Sweet, hard fuck. Takes us to that. That coveted place, flying together, and then is but a moment for that last grasp of mine, the fear of life leaving you. Oh, fuck you. Holy hell. Scream. Well, go ahead and scream. No one will hear you. It's the kind of music to my ears. That moment, that turning, haunting, yearning. Yes. Remind me to shut my eyes. You should have known. The price of evil. It hurts to know. But you belong here, yeah. Oh, it's your fucking nightmare. When I count to three, you will be awake. You will be totally rested awake. As I count down from three to one. Three, two, becoming awake. One, you are totally away, totally relaxed.